tonight. You got me playing a fool.
You're living in your own private Idaho. Living in your own private Idaho.
Underground like a wild potato.
Don't go on the patio.
Beware of the pool. Blue bottomless pool.
It leads you straight right through the gate that opens on the pool.
Hey Sister, Midnight deste lado, diretamente de Idaho, um clássico dos B-52s, a inspirar, por exemplo, My Own Private Idaho, do Gus Van Sant. Hoje não vamos andar de roda do Gus Van Sant, vamos andar de roda de tempos sombrios, negros como a noite. Chega de imparcialidade, usemos da palavra, da tinta, da guitarra. LCD Sound System não perdeu tempo e faz-se ouvir. We don't need that fascist groove thing. O tempo é agora. Sister Midnight. Até à uma.
Unlock that funky chain dance. Run it.
Imaginem Flaming Gods num cenário de magnífica beleza natural. Isso aconteceu nos Açores, na edição do ano passado do Tremor. Ouvimos a remistura de um dos seus temas, Bima, por Vanishing Twin, também ela uma banda espetacular, formada há um par de anos, em Londres, com membros dos Tamaga, Neon Neon, Floating Points, etc, etc, etc. Voltamos ao disco dos Flaming Gods, a Majesty, saiu então há 2 anos, para fisgar Jungle Birds, além de Pastime Paradise, do Stevie Wonder, onde o Coolio foi buscar o seu maior hit, o Gangster's Paradise. Já vão ver.
sol da meia-noite.
Isolation, exploitation, mutilation, mutation, miscreation, confirmation to the evils of the world. Been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. Been spending most of their lives living in a future paradise. They've been looking in their minds for the day that sorrow's lost from time. Keep telling of the day when the savior of love will come to stay. Tell me who of them will come to be. How many of them are you and me? Proclamation, a grace relation, consolation, integration. Verification of revelation, acclamation, world salvation, vibration, simulation, confirmation to peace of the world. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in the pastime paradise. They've been spending most of their lives living in a future.
God knows how much, but you know.
you gotta pay to play.
O Triângulo das Bermudas se juntou aqui. É Bad Bad Not Good, Thundercat e Flying Lotus, que assinam um novo tema. Chama-se King of the Hill, nascido para a box de comemoração dos 10 anos da Brain Feeder. Vamos então a mais colaborações. A Kali Uchis com o Tyler, The Creator, e Bootsy Collins no tema After the Storm. E mais R&B gostoso com Ari Lennox, Night Drive. Devagar nessa estrada, campeão.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
Maybe. on my radio. Who let's pull over for the liquor store? Got some Skittles and some Crown Royal. I know we ended things a week ago. Baby, violin to me slow. Who don't keep your love on me? No. A lot like we are some fugitives. Liberation also cavalier. Ooh, baby, take me far away from here. Baby, you know I'm sincere. Ooh, don't keep your love on me. No.
Sol da meia-noite. Instrumentista Diggs Duke tem disco novo, um EP saído há uns dias, de seu nome Please, 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 três vezes, é verdade. Registro num R&B ressado de muitas outras coisas. Their Joy, tema mais cavalgante, mas proponho-vos agora outro tema desse disco, uma mini música de um minuto e tal. por acaso não sei ao certo, mas é um minuto e tal, chama-se Sons of Isaac, e para ouvir ainda dois temas do novo álbum gravado no Vietnã, por Ruben Nilsson, com o irmão, o pai, Jacob Portrait e Minh Nguyen. Acho que é assim que se diz. Dois temas desse disco, só para abrir o apetite, pois vale bem correr o disco inteiro, garanto-vos. Uma amálgama paisagística de neopsicadélia e avant-garde jazz. São os Unknown Mortal Orchestra nos temas Hanoi 3 e o Hanoi 7.
Their attraction no longer caged. Prices had been paid and debts were owed. Though filled with anxious rage, time proved them each to be a breed of their. Even so, their forces fight not for blood, but for one easy day well spent in joy.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like a ham and cheese omelet and order wham fries.
I'm sorry. We stopped serving breakfast, but we are on the lunch menu now.
But I want breakfast.
Well, you can't have it. We're not serving it.
So you said. Is that the manager?
Yeah.
Could I speak to him, please?
Sure. Rick, there's a customer that would like to speak with you.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I'd like some breakfast.
We stopped serving breakfast.
I know you stopped serving breakfast, Rick. Sheila told me you stopped serving breakfast. Why am I calling you by your first names? I don't even know who you are. I still call my boss Mr. I worked for him for 7.5 years, but I walk in here all of a sudden, total stranger, and I'm calling you Rick and Sheila like we're in some kind of AA meeting. I don't want to be your buddy, Rick. I just want a little breakfast.
Well, you can call me Miss Folsom if you want to.
Sheila, we stopped serving breakfast at 11:30.
Rick, have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Get a gun!
Let's get organized! Calm down. Just calm down, everybody. Just sit down. Sit down over there. Hey.
Mister. Where are you going?
No. You sit down there and you finish your lunch. Come on. Everybody just relax and take it easy. Come on. Why'd you eat your lunch, please? Eat your lunch. You all need your vitamins A's and B's and C's.
It's an accident. It's the trigger. It's sensitive. It's okay. It's all right. It's a sensitive trigger.
Rick, could I have my breakfast, please?
Yes, sir. Sheila.
Rick, Miss Folsom.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
You know what? You were right. I think I've changed my mind. I'm going to have some lunch. Could I have a double whammy burger with cheese? You getting this?
Yes, sir.
And an order of whammy fries. And a Choco Wham shake.
Yes, sir. Sheila, get his order.
Rick, could you get it for me, please? I feel more comfortable now calling you Rick after all we've been through together. How you doing? Enjoying your meal? How about you, son?
Is it good?
And you, ma'am? How's the food? I think we have a critic. I don't think she likes the special sauce, Rick. That's a joke. Here we go. Thank you. See, this is what I'm talking about. Turn around, look at that. You see what I mean? It's plump, it's juicy, it's 3 inches thick. Now, look at this sorry, miserable, squashed thing. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with this picture? Anybody? Anybody at all?
In the mood, but I gotta move, at least what I was hoping. The barriers stayed open, now it's just for the way. And how unjust is this way? My back was so broken, tear me apart, pull me open. Look inside, see the corrosion. The time I spoke my name, this vessel was delayed. No objects in motion, a subject to smoking. The platform size. My empty emotions, track keys won't come by. I'm alone, I'm alone. Deep isolation in the dead of night. In the dead of night, waiting for the train. In the dead of night, I howl. We all have our evils. We tone just to keep caught up in. Always equal, if only that simple. I wish I was people. The train now arrived. My feet just take me home. Step the gap of mine. Steps the gap of mine. Wish I was
Já leva um anito o melhor disco de 2017. Será o melhor, não sei. No pódio está, pelo menos. Eu gosto do rapaz de voz cavernosa. Gosto, que é de fazer. King Cruel na Locomotive. Há pouco, pequenos almoços atípicos com Michael Douglas. Mas por falar em rapazes com vozes sensacionais que se deitam em camas de seda e plumas e mel e vento, tudo isso, reparem só neste rapaz, este outro rapaz, é o Brad Stank.
Yes, you are.
sol da meia-noite. TD, You Condemned to be Freaky, é uma música nova, Brad Stack, vão ouvir. Bom, entretanto é quase uma, no mesmo carreiro, Cosmo Pike, no tema Great Dane, a fechar o nosso tempo por hoje. É fim de semana e para a semana há mais, portanto, tudo certo, fiquem bem.
Difficulty, however, was always a challenge to William. And he wanted Joan back. He liked Joan. She was quiet and shy and amenable and dependable. And he was a god in her eyes.
From that weed we light. If you try to ask me why. The fact that I've lied and you're tired of that. Well, I don't blame, I only claim to be in a state that closure was the way. She exposed my name, and now I'm supposed to tell you all them times and them place, but I'm still developing. Enveloped in the elephant of the room I'm already in. I don't give up, it's irrelevant. You've been away before, barely seen you at all. You've come and seen me at school, and you realize that I'm no cool. Shallow pain, but it's not deep down. Cigarettes while you're asleep now. When I'm taking less care, I feel weak now. You said you was flying to in about a yo. But I don't mind to reignite the fire. Besides, from that we light. And if you try to ask me why, the fact that I've lied and you're tired of that, I don't blame, I'm only claiming. That closure was the way. She exposed my name and shame now. Time is in their place, but I'm still developing. Enveloped in the elephant of the room I'm already in. I don't give a fuck, it's irrelevant. Been away for the fall. Barely seen you at all. You come and see me at school, and you realize that I'm no different girls with the same issues. Chains, pearls, and tissues. Would you change if I claimed I missed you? Words, I love you is misused. The struggle and this, you just wanna cuddle and kiss you. Now I'm double muddled and pissed too. Time for Pete's sake. Generations of mobile phones. Even though these girls' hormones almost unknown. Implants at 14. She was looking fresh apart from her weave. I prefer natural on girls. Even when I think about it now, the gag and hurl. But not physically. Think about you and another man, it sickens me. No, I'm sure that you haven't. Even if you have, then I'm sure that I'd have him. I said I'm sure that I smack him like the end of a party. Everything stopped happening. Maybe your brain imputated. Even though they're in the past, she'd been sedated. But I don't mind to reignite the fire. Besides, from that weed we light. And if you try to ask me why, that I've lied and you're tired of that. I don't blame, I only claim to be in a state that closure was the way. She exposed my name and shame, and now I'm supposed to tell you all them times and them place, but still developing. Enveloped in the elephant of the room I'm already in. I don't give a, it's irrelevant.
Curtains dividing the platform from the hall were drawn for no other reason than that Mr. Westonbury enjoyed drawing them back. The clock struck 8, and Mr. Westonbury, with his own inimitable air of providing the most important item of the evening's entertainment, drew them back. Miss Evesham gave a gasp of horror, for there, on the platform, was the wooden table, the altar, she supposed. And on it was Hector, her Hector, whom she had left asleep by the fire, now spirited here by some infernal means and standing motionless, not moving a muscle or twitching a whisker, hypnotized. And behind the altar was Miss Perrott,
looking more witch-like than ever, hatless, her white hair falling about her face, wearing a long black coat and leaning on a stick. Then came the culmination of the horror, for the witch hobbled to the edge of the platform, looked down into the well of the hall, fixed her gimlet eye on Miss Evesham, and said in a voice that froze the blinding...